Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Life Transformational Self-Help Production. I am your host, Wilhelmina. Let's get this episode started with shifting our mindset with gratitude and for receiving God's blessings. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. So enter in at your own discretion. We'll open with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us with opening our eyes and allowing us to be in your presence once again. Forgive us of our sins and restore your love, joy, and peace to all who may be feeling as though all hope is lost. Father God, download in me your will to share with your listeners so that they would be drawn into a relationship with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal all who may be mentally, physically, emotionally, and/or financially unstable. Father God, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of the hearts of all who are listening so that they can see who they are to become and walk in their gift this year and also to draw closer in relationship with you. Help them to make preparations for a change which would lead to their prosperity as well as move in the now and hear your directions to stay conscious. Help your listeners to understand that it is according to their faith that the impossible becomes possible. Forgive everyone of their sins and pour out your spirit over and into their lives, causing the eyes of their hearts to be open and active to the hearing of your voice and in fulfilling your will, preparing and establishing them to wait with great expectations upon having a prosperous greater outcome than what they have perceived in their past. Teach every listener your way of thinking so that everything they say or do will be the manifestations of what your hopes, dreams, and promises are for their lives through your will and not of their own. Cause a shift to happen in their perceptions of how they have once thought and bring it into a reality of prosperity through guiding them into living every day in the now, because it is in the now that you are moving. Father God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. So first I want to address that the music you hear in the background is William McDowell, I Surrender All. And if you would like to listen to this music, you can find it on YouTube or you can find it on the Boss Radio app, which is an app that you can download to your phone. And it has a 24 hours of with praise, worship, and even the word. So your soul and your spirit can be fed throughout the day and throughout the night. And also, I don't have any rights to this song. So it is the person's song that I just said it was. Now that we've addressed that, I would like to let you know what is the title of this message. And when you hear the title, really take in consideration what is being said in this episode and take it and apply it to your life. And be observant, and also not just that, write down notes to help yourself to be able to identify anything that I'm speaking of here that may be a part of your what you need to actually learn. The title of this episode is Reality Check 101. And also is subtitle is Reality. Oh no. A thought to ponder. What if the reality that you are perceiving has been counterfeit throughout your whole life? When we look at the logical meaning of reality, it is something which we could see, hear, and do. But to put into perspective, there is more than seeing, hearing, and doing. Also, it includes the unseen and unheard. No one really dwells on the fact that things we cannot see or hear are embedded or are grafted into our reality without knowing of its existence. You're probably wondering, what is she trying to say? That my world isn't real? This is where you should be taking the thought, which I presented to you in the beginning of this episode, into consideration. To help you understand better, I will share with you a little bit of what I've been experiencing in my life over the last few months. Do you remember in my other episodes, where it's closest to the end, how I would explain to you about us having two realms? That one being physical, that the things we are able to see and touch and hear are there. And the other being the spiritual, things we are unable to see, and it has an effect on us negatively. We could feel it, we can hear it, and not touch. But what's from this realm have the power to deceive, influence humans, tempt humans, and bring on accusations against humans. And this is to God. Even possesses needs a host to possess, control unbelievers, place strongholds, a bondage on, and torment non-believers. Christian believers, as young as a small child, are being targeted. That's coming out of a household which is practicing Christianity, the teachings about Christ. Some individuals don't experience any of these things I mentioned, and their lives seem normal, but in reality, it is not normal. There is a motive or a reason behind this. It's because when you're practicing living a lifestyle outside of God's alignment and are engulfed in opposition to God's mindset, or have become blinded to what is real, the enemy doesn't have to do any work but just sit back and relax, because he already has your heart and desires attached to the puppetry of his hand. In other words, there's no fight. Also, meaning that he's in control of your destiny and your thinking. It is you. It's his counterfeit authority which is driving your life. In reality, a lot of us are so busy moving around, never taking the time to really fully sit, think, and clear our minds. I know, because this was me until God decided it was time to be woken up about the reality of things around me, to clearly see what he sees and not my interpretation of a distorted reality, which comes from faulty and clouded thinking. See, some things we could see, but not clearly, and there are other times when we can't see anything at all. Our reality, meaning our world, is the total opposite of God's reality. So that puts us in opposition with God. Carefully observe every detail of your life and let none of it go unnoticed, because what you don't notice is the very thing the enemy will use against you in your weakest moments to finish destroying or abort whatever purpose God has planned for you before you could recognize who you are. You can't hear God's voice if you're not daily reading his word, taking and applying his word to your life. Through disobedience, you can't hear, or in the mindset of rebellion to his instructions. And if you're not willing to receive instructions through Holy Spirit-filled believers, who are praying for you and who are led to send this message to you is another way. When you are ignoring all the red flags, it means that your ears, your heart, are closed off to receiving anything God is trying to get to you. If you don't receive it, it's because your mindset is blocking, stopping, and or delaying, and if you are not careful, you could be allowing or surrendering, forfeiting, handing it into the hands of the enemy without knowing it. God loves you and is trying to get this to you, but your heart is blocked, and He is so desiring that your mindset become one of His. Jesus, as our prime example in this scripture, think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of Himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of Himself that He had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Not at all. When the time came, He set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave because He became human. Having become human, He stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, He lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death, and the worst kind of death at that, a crucifixion. You can find this scripture in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. And this is in the Messenger Bible. Now is the time for reflection. I would like to take the opportunity to invite you to a prayer of confession of faith. Could you pray with me? Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day, just for me. I'm asking you to come into my life and direct my path towards your righteousness. My hopes and dreams are in you. You, Father God, are the source and the only source for making my hope, dreams, visions, and destiny a reality. It is according to my perceptions of who you are that I may increase. In you, I have my being, and without you, I could do nothing. Father God, I surrender every area of my life to you, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer of belief in Jesus, you are now saved. That means you have salvation. It is only the beginning of what's to be completed. It's necessary that you be water baptized. That means going down fully submerged and brought up out of the water, which is the outward symbol that you have died to your old life. That means that you have become a part of the body of Christ and is brought up in the newness of Christ and to receive the Holy Spirit, which is the completion of our sealed promise from Jesus. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. That means this one Spirit is enough to fill any believer of Jesus Christ, anyone who is desiring to be a part of the body of Christ. And this is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, King James Version. The Holy Spirit is our only way of escaping and having liberty, freedom, and peace of mind for temporarily living in this world. Today, if you are unsure or struggling about which way to go, now is the time for you to reflect on what your future would look like because of the choices and decisions you make today. This is not a time for turning your back on God, but an opportunity to receive Him while He's near. Looking back makes you not fit for the kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is found in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62, King James Version. You may be wondering when it will be the right time to receive Holy Spirit. Now, 0 to 5 seconds, the moment you've decided to listen to this message became your appointed time as you were listening in on this podcast episode. Choose ye today whom you will serve. Will it be God or man? Meaning, will it be the kingdom heaven serving in drawing others to God, or will it be man, which is the world, serving the world, doing as the world does? Meaning the world, following it, following its way, or are you going to follow in God's footsteps? And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And you can find this in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. Reflecting over your life, you may come to a point where it's time for you to rethink and change what you're used to doing. If things hasn't turned out to be the way that you've expected, or it seems as though your life has become out of control, it means that it is time for you to come out of the comforts of fear, doubt, worry, shame, unbelief, and all negativity that you have made a home with. You know that fence of security you keep holding on to? And step out with trusting God 100%. If you choose not to do so, that is a one way of choosing defeat over victory. And you saying that I'm going to keep one foot in heaven so I don't miss out, and the other in hell. Just in case I miss out on my opportunity for God to prosper me. Taking this type of risk could cause you to miss the rapture. This is double-minded thinking, as it is found in James 1, I believe it is. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You are accountable for the choices you make, whether it has been in the past or the present, and you have no one to blame for that choice or decision you make but yourself. And you got to think about, when you stand before God, are you going to make these excuses? Excuses don't count. God want to know why you didn't do something. God want to know why you didn't read my word, why you didn't speak this to this person that I've sent you to go help. And really think about the consequences of it. If you think about the story of Jonah going to Nineveh. He's supposed to go to Nineveh. God sent him there to tell the people a special message. But because of he's only thinking about himself, and he's standing there undeserving of it, not thinking of himself being undeserving also of God's grace and mercy, he decided to detour off of what plans God had for him to go and execute. And so that is why he caused troubling with the water on the sea and with the boat that the people were in, and had the people scared because of the fear of the Lord. So the people needed God to let them know. They needed to know exactly what it is that they needed to do with him. So he was tossed over into the water where a big fish swallowed him up. And God allowed him to sit there and marinate and think about what he just did, and not only what he just done, but also for him to go and be obedient to his word, to give the people the word for them to turn around. And because God saw that these people can be saved, disobedience puts us in a world of chaos. And that's what happened with Jonah until Jonah went and did what God said. So, I want you to think about, don't be deceived by double-minded thinking, because it's not possible. And stop allowing the enemy to feed you his lies. Just in case you didn't know, he is the father of lies. It says it here in scripture. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, meaning that he did not abide, believe, or follow the truth, because there is no truth in him. All lies. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. He's speaking of his own self, how to give, put something past you to get what he wants. For he is a liar and the father of it. And this is found in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 44, the King James Bible. You can't serve God and serve man, meaning you cannot serve. You cannot go and try to do the will of God and try to do that which is evil. You can't worship two gods that's worshiping at the same time. You loving one God, you'll end up hating the other. So it's either you love God or you love the world. Adoration of one feeds contempt for the other. You can't worship God and money both. So you can't worship God if you are someone who loves money. Money is the root of all evil. If you love money, you cannot worship God and money too. You pick or you choose which one. As for me, I will be picking God, because God has everything in his hands. Money can't do anything. Money is something that is temporary. It is in a physical aspect of how we use it. It's good for using for things that you need, but to actually hold on to it makes it not something worth holding on to. You can find this scripture in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24. But choose wisely, because that day you choose to step back into sin or turn and go the opposite of what God has planned for your life could become the darkest day of your life and cost you more than physical things, which may seem of some kind of significant importance, but the greatest of them all, you will be losing an eternity to go back and live in heaven. If you're looking for a true reality, this is what is to come. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. This is found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. Your body returns to the earth from which it came, and your spirit and soul will be returned to God. And there will your spirit and soul stand before God, waiting for the judgment for what was done in this life. So whatever you do in this life, you should be doing it to the glory of God. That's the most important. Serving God, not your own pleasure, not the enemy's desire for whatever you want or whatever you asking for, but storing up for your place in heaven, the treasures of heaven. And there will your spirit and soul stand before God, waiting for the judgment for what was done in this life. Your spirit makes up who you are and not your physical body. If you grasp onto this concept, you will have an understanding of which direction you should go in this life. Don't wait too long before making a decision, because that decision could make your residency here permanent in hell, the one place that no one really wants to be. And if there is someone that want to be there, more power to them, because if you think that the places that you are, like Texas and other states, are hot, how are you going to deal with the heat that's from hell? Because there's no escaping it. It is 10 times worse than constant. That means it's continuously burning. You continuously being tormented. Also remember that your choices define where your destiny lies. And to choose sin is to step out of alignment headed towards death. And it is choosing to die not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is found in the book of Romans chapter 6, verse 23. If you're finding yourself occasionally or habitually practicing any of these things that I'm mentioning, and give careful thought about, because it could be something that you may be doing that's connected to this. There is a spirit behind everything that I'm speaking of. There's a spirit behind everything that we do, that we speak, do, our actions is what tells us so. So, this first one is sexual immorality. We're talking about here any type of sex outside of marriage. And that's meaning sex that you're supposed to have within the marriage. And then you have adultery, having any type of sexual relations with others outside of your marriage. And really think about this. If you're married, God married you, you're married with a marriage certificate that is legal, and it's not just that, it is a covenant and a partnership between you and the one you've decided or chose to be in covenant with, and who God has chosen for you to be in covenant with. Plus, give this a lot of thought. God honors marriage. So keep your marriage sacred, holy, and filled with God at the center of the marriage, of your marriage, the center of your marriage. And when I'm speaking of marriage, God honoring marriage, He honors marriage between a man and a woman, not a female and female, and not a male and male, which this would be considered as homosexuality. And it falls under sexual immorality. It is having sexual pleasures and sex with someone of the same sex. Just in case you didn't understand, it's clear right there. If you are practicing and are living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, whether you are married or whether you are homosexuality, this pertaining to you, it is a type of shacking up. It is considered fornication, which the Bible speaks about fornication, which is a deadly sexual sin against your own body. It's not only a deadly sin against your body, can kill you physically, but it kills you mentally and spiritually. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's where God's spirit dwells. And God's spirit does not dwell in an unclean place. He's holy, pure, true, righteous. That's what it is. And if you are desiring to or have already entered into a marriage with the same sex, it is still considered shacking up. Fornication, playing house, living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, it is a type of shacking up also, and a sign, it is a papers of a signed deal with the devil and his kingdom. Have that understanding. You are signing your life away to the kingdom of darkness. You reap what you sow. So whatever you sow into, whether it's good or bad, that is what you're gonna reap. You're gonna reap the repercussions of that in your future. And another nasty habit is gossip. Talking negatively as well as positively about anyone without their consent. Or shall we say, using someone else's information as a conversation starter and or to belittle or bully that person, etc., etc. I can keep going on. These are sure signs of demonic spirits riding your back. That means that you have demons who are controlling your life. Not you, not God. Now it's time to break the sin cycle. You know that saying, you are what you eat, meaning physically? Meditate on the fact that this is not entirely true, because you are spirit, soul, and body. So your body is affected by what you eat and isn't all of you. Therefore, your spirit and soul is affected by what you consume on a daily basis, mentally and emotionally. You will become whatever you give your attention to, meaning that whatever you entertain, its spirit will come to live inside of you. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus. This is found in scripture. It's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. This is found in the King James Version. Like I have mentioned in previous episodes, that your body is a temporary housing, and that which can't be seen, spirit and soul, and is forever or permanent. And you also got to think about in the sense of your words. When you speak your words, words go out, they're dispersed. Words have life, live and breathe as we do. So you have to be careful what you say, because you can't see what you've spoken until it is manifested in reality, in the physical. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So I'm saying you have to be careful with your words, what you speak. We speak over somebody's life, or you speak into somebody's life, it should be edifying to the soul and the spirit. This is found in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. The choices you make today will have a positive or negative outcome on your purpose, and it changes the blueprint of your destiny. For your New Year's resolution, which we already know we're more than halfway past the year, make it a declaration to walk in the fullness of God's presence and to renew your mind by receiving a Holy Spirit, a spiritual transplant, changing your heart and your mind, the heart of who you used to be to the spirit and heart of who God is now. When I speak of heart, this isn't a physical heart, but spiritual. We are spirit living beings. It is the heart of who you are, which makes you who you are. Your new heart is the connection to being ready for the rapture. and you cannot leave Earth without it, or you will find yourself in a place of unwanted or of uncertainty, and even in a world of chaos or disarray. So when I speak of that, you think about the American Express commercial when they had the card. They say you can't leave home without it. It's the same thing with Jesus. You got to keep it with you at all times and being ready for anything, for whenever the enemy comes up against you with any accusations, with any deceptive lies. You have to use this. This is your weapon. This is your protection. And it is your way of having power, and you having all authority over the enemy. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." This is found in the book of John, and this is found in, I want to say verses 1 through 5, because this is Nicodemus asking God, which is asking Jesus about how do you get this kingdom? How do you become a part of it? And Jesus is explaining to him about he must be born of water and of the Spirit in order for him to enter into this kingdom. But then Nicodemus go on and he asks, well, how is it that you can be born again? And can you go through your mother's womb a second time? But Jesus reminds him and repeats it and says that except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So this is important. So not only do you have to believe in Jesus and accept him as your Savior, you have to accept the water baptism as the outward symbol. Also, you need to have yourself filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the engagement ring, the promise to you that God promised, that Jesus had to go back to the Father to get, to receive, so he can give it back, give it to us as our promise and a comforter. Not only that, as a comforter, but also for us to be able to not sin. Holy Spirit is our guidance. It speaks to us. He is a person. He speaks to us. He speaks to our spirit. He guides us on what we should be doing and what things are to not be done, or what is around you, or something about people. He gives you the revelation of other believers or other people who don't believe, and tells you how to go about getting them to believe, or how to present it to them. So he's your guide. It's like a compass, your guide and instructions that you need to make sure that you fill with it. He's also the one who sustains you, and also he's the one that you pray to and you ask for protection. So the Holy Spirit is the mediation, is support, is Jesus, it's his spirit, is the mediator between us and God. So we have to go to him first, and he takes it to the Father. That's the reason why we have angels dispatched when we request, and our prayers are being answered, and our prayers could be hindered because we're not asking the right things. We're asking amiss, something that's way off course or out of alignment with God's will. So the prayer doesn't get answered. Instead, the Holy Spirit teaches you what to pray for when you can't even pray yourself to utter the words. So receive your transplant today and stay connected to your true destiny. Be prepared to leave and stay erect, meaning to stand and be watchful and staying connected to the main source, which is God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is found in the books of Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 in the King James Version. In other words, you have to actually complete the equation. So this is like an algebraic equation. And you, how you solve it is through you believing in Jesus and accepting him as your Lord and Savior, and receiving, going down, fully submerged and brought up in the water, being baptized, and receiving the Holy Spirit. That is the compass which continuously keeps us in position or in alignment for reaching our heaven-bound destiny. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. This is found in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 through 14. Jesus is the only connection to eternal life. Your new heart helping you in making the rapture and getting you into heaven. You may be wondering if it really takes all of this to wake up smiling with great joy and knowing you're free. Yes, it does take this 100% of your dedication in prayer and participation for establishing your mood every day and being in the presence of God. I promise you will not be disappointed. And if you become disappointed, it's because you have allowed the enemy, yourself, the spirit of deception, to disappoint you and tell you a lie. Our connection to God is through prayer and the Holy Spirit and God send messengers. Humans are a spirit house in a body. Yes, the body you are possessing is a temporary housing, which means it is loaned out to you because earth is not your home. And it doesn't make us who we are, but transports us from point A to point B. And it holds our vital organs, our spirit, and our soul. When we choose to live for God, our spirit connects with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit guides or instructs us on how to fulfill the plan that God has for our lives. Receiving the Holy Spirit provides wisdom. It becomes your guide, the help in your times of need. It will be a compass for you when you can't see your way. If you're on a rocky ocean or you steered off in the wrong direction in your boat, it will correct it. It will bring you right back to where God needs you to be. He is your way for being kept, your strength and sustainability in times of uncertainty. For those of you who believe in Jesus and are living the Christian life, believing and walking the life does you no service if you're walking around without the Holy Spirit residing inside you. Without the Holy Spirit, you are just a vessel without any power. You're a prey for the adversary, the devil and his angels. So, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you are living beneath your privileges, because he is the guidance, he is the help, he's a helper, and you need God's help, you need his help. The Holy Spirit is your engagement ring and down payment of God's promise to you. If you are already saved but haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit or haven't gotten an opportunity to know Jesus on a personal level, this invitation is extended to you and is extended to those who don't know God, who don't know Jesus. This is your opportunity to get a chance to know how great a God he is, so that you could experience a spectacular celebration into living beyond what you could ever think, dream, or ask. With God is life without limits. Now that you have some clarity about how the Holy Spirit operates in his connection with us, this is your opportunity to receive everything God has predestined for your life. Open up. Open up. That means open up your spirit, the heart of you, which is the heart of you. Open it up to God and be receptive to receiving what God is trying to download into you. And allow the Holy Spirit to fulfill your lifetime as promised. On your journey to rediscovering what possibilities could become a reality, you may want to ponder upon building a personal relationship with God. One-on-one, at all times, speaking to God and getting his guidance to direct your day. When you wake up in the morning, you thank God for opening your eyes once again and being in his presence. Not only that, you ask God to forgive you for your sins. When you ask for that, you speak the sin and not keep it secret. There's no secrets with God. And also, the next thing you will do, the first thing that Jesus said we ought to do, is pray the Lord's Prayer. And it's found in Matthew. I think it's chapter 20, between 24 and 26. I gotta get that. Now, that's the beginning. That's your way of getting revelation from God. It's through prayer, and it's through reading his word. And when someone brings a message to you, what you do is you test the spirit. You go to the word, you research to find out if it is from God. If it lines up with God's will and his word. Now, as we are ending this episode, please adventure over to the YouTube channel and listen to a song titled The Invitation by Nicholas and The Old Apple Tree by Shirley Caesar and Cycles by Jonathan Reynolds and our final song, No Greater Love, which is by the Georgia Mass Choir. To get a reflection of how it will be when you stand before God and his extended love for you when you decide to return from your backslidden ways, or if you have never received God or believed in Jesus before and now you do and you need some help, some guidance, this is something to help you, to keep you more aware of the sin cycle and freeing yourself of it. And also, the true love you've been searching for, those who don't know God and those who have gotten to know God but fell off the bandwagon because of church hurt. You are going to experience true love that you've been searching for to fill that void in your life is where you begin with God, with prayer and a relationship with him and reading his word. No one else could fill the void for you but God. Understand, if you feel any kind of emptiness in your heart or in your life, the missing piece, believe me, is God. It's nothing else. No man, no woman, no thing could fulfill that void. It will always be there until you acknowledge and you begin to get a personal relationship with God. We are whole and complete in him. Also, could you have the heart to share these episodes with your friends and family? All you have to do is direct them to the Anchor.fm app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker Podcast, Pocket Podcast, Overcast Podcast, and Google Podcast, in all platforms that this message may be on. To download, register, and listen. If you or they are desiring to hear more episodes, please don't hesitate to click on the favorite, follow, and or subscribe buttons located within the app. You will receive notifications of new published episodes. Also, I greatly appreciate each and every one of you, and even your children, your child, listening and participating in the activities that are in the children's volume corners. And to all of my first time and continuous listeners, may your 2023 continue to be sun-kissed with the favor of God over your life. Wonderful, blessed, prosperous, victorious, and full of God's presence working through you. This concludes our episode. Thank you for listening. Your host, Wilhelmina. Have a blessed, prosperous, and a productive day, afternoon, evening, night, and morning. Peace out. Love you.